From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, intensified attacks by government and allied forces have reportedly killed dozens in the rebel-controlled area of eastern Ghouta near Damascus. Video uploaded on social media showed rescuers running, trying to reach casualties in Haroumia. The Syrian Observatory of Human Rights said monitors witnessed airstrikes, rocket fire, and shelling on besieged suburbs. The UN estimates 400,000 live in the area and are subject to malnutrition as supplies of food, fuel, and medicines dwindle. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the problem is the presence of Jabhat al-Nusra militants, which he said the UN Security Council declared as terrorists. Meanwhile, Turkey has warned Syria against intervening in northwest Afrin, where it is battling Kurdish rebels. Deputy Prime Minister Bekir Bostog said Turkey is watching carefully reports of cooperation between Damascus and the Kurds. On Sunday, a senior Kurdish official said a deal had been struck with the Syrian government for the army to enter the province and fight the Turks. A member of the Gupta family under investigation for alleged corrupt links to former South African President Jacob Zuma, Atul, is challenging a court order freezing his banking account. Three Gupta brothers accused of using their influence with Mr. Zuma to affect policy and to amass personal wealth have denied any wrongdoing. South African authorities have also widened their investigation as they search for suspects believed to be in India, China, or Dubai. Mr. Zuma stepped down from office last week after being ordered to do so by the ruling African National Congress. This is VOA News.